When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Wasn't too long ago, I was joking about Democrats having ISIS and Al-Qaeda candidates. They just nominated one. And I'm not laughing anymore. In New Jersey, when you start digging into this guy's background, holy cow. Adam Hamawi could have picked another candidate, wanted the Al-Qaeda guy. This is incredible. Okay, let's start back in the 90s when he worked for a group that is a designated terror group, the Benevolence International Foundation, specially designated global terrorist group by the U.S. Department of the Treasury, looking at their website right now, and is subject to sanctions by the United Nations Security Council for its association with Al-Qaeda. He worked there. What does the Benevolent Foundation do? Funnels money to Al-Qaeda, provides financial assistance to armed combatants. Foundation's assets and records are, but basically this is one of their federal court pleadings I'm reading right now, are used and were used to fund Al-Qaeda's activities in both Chechnya and Bosnia. He worked there. What do you do after that? Well, he came to the United States. He's an Egyptian citizen. This is why we absolutely need to pass Nancy Mace's bill in Congress, barring non-Americans from holding congressional seats. Because we're at the point now, folks, when you have, you know, ISIS, Al-Qaeda types making it through Democrat primaries, despite their association with terrorists, and not just one association with terrorists, we can't count on the Democrat Party to filter them out in Congress anymore. In fact, it seems to help them. Because it got worse. Once you move to America. And folks, this is really scary. This guy made it into the U.S. Army, which shows you we are not vetting worth a damn at all. At least we weren't then. I hope we are now under Trump. Because listen to what happened after that. So first World Trade Center bombing, right? Six people die, including tragically a mom, a woman who is pregnant. Her unborn baby dies too. Who did it? Blind Sheikh. Who called his followers to jihad. Those same followers on his commands also murdered a Jewish rabbi and would have kept going had he not been rounded up. Who was his driver? Adam Hamawi, now the Democrat candidate from New Jersey. The two took road trips together, both in America and in the Middle East. God knows what they did on those. He was also his translator. And maybe he was just confused. I mean, maybe he didn't know that group was a bunch of Al-Qaedas that were working to build bin Laden's network in the 90s. And, you know, maybe he just thought the blind Sheikh was a good guy. Let's see. Let's look at court transcript. This is the incredible part, folks. This just broke this morning. Let's look at court transcripts. Because Adam Hamawi was a character witness for the defense in the blind Sheikh's trial. Basically, he said, he's a good guy. Yeah, he's great. I love him. Oh, you love Al-Qaeda, too. You worked for them. Listen to this. I'm going to read from the transcript. This is going to blow your mind. This guy could be in Congress. Can you imagine him ending up on an Intel committee? Here's from the official court transcript. Did you hear Abdel Rahman, so the blind sheikh, the terrorist, who died in prison, he was federally convicted. Did you hear defendant Abdel Rahman talk about how America is the enemy of Islam? Yes. And you heard about how Israel is the enemy of Islam, correct? Yes, Hamawi says. Did you hear about how Muslims had to do jihad against the enemies of Islam? Of course, he says. That's what he always talked about. He talked jihad, you know. That guy gonna get a security clearance? Again, he's Egyptian born. Now, if you were Al-Qaeda, if you were down with jihad, which he clearly is, yeah, he talks about it all the time. It's, I mean, are you stupid? This is what we're here for, jihad. Against who? America, duh. And folks, what's so scary is this helps you in a Democrat primary now. He is the nominee. We're probably not going to be able to keep him out of Congress. This is terrifying stuff, but folks, do you hear what he wants to do? You and I both know the Democrat Party has now advocated for, including leaders, I'll play you the clips, abolishing ICE, so no internal immigration enforcement, abolishing Customs and Border Patrol, so no external at the border immigration enforcement, abolishing the Department of Homeland Security. He says on Hassan Piker's podcast yesterday, he wants to go a step further and abolish the military. Of course he does. He's Al-Qaeda. He says it with a straight face. Folks, they're not even hiding it. Now, notice here, yes, I know some people on our side, including me, think maybe we should cut the military budget a little bit, maybe $1 trillion too much, and I might want to take it down about $800 billion. He's talking about abolishing it completely, not making cuts or being fiscally conservative and using it to fund free healthcare.
You know, I talk about healthcare, not bombs. I talk about abolish ICE. So healthcare, not bombs means Medicare for all. And not bombs means we need to address our foreign policy and we need to look at the military-industrial complex, take it apart and really see what we need. We are spending $1 trillion on our defense / Department of War / Department of War crimes now. And what we need to do is spend that in healthcare and spend it in education. We need to abolish ICE. And so not only do we need to abolish it, but we need to dismantle the DHS completely. So I want to go further because
when he says I want to go further, what he realizes, he's like, hey, you know, Democrats are talking about completely dismantling any protection the American people have, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and ICE. What he's saying is I want to go further and dismantle the military. Because he said it, because he's an immigrant, because Democrats love anyone who's not American and hate Americans. That'll win you a primary at this point. They're going to hear that and want to do it. I can't imagine the future of this country, this party ever gets power again. I mean, folks, these aren't even the Democrats of the Biden era. That we are beyond that. And they were radical.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know who this Donald Trump is, but I want the one back. The one who started the Iran war. Because he was awesome. Love that guy. It was brilliant. This guy? Folks, I've got a text line full of veterans this morning who are just, their jaws are hanging open.
President Trump still sounds hopeful despite an exchange of strikes between the U.S. and Iran in the last several days. And per a new Wall Street Journal article, U.S. officials say the president is not considering resuming an all-out war with the regime unless American troops are killed. The reluctance reportedly signaling the president may be willing to tolerate flare-ups for weeks in order to avoid a bigger conflict in the region as he tries to secure a deal.
The negotiation itself has gone very well, actually. Very well.
Yeah, I can't listen to this anymore. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. Guy on the text line who says he's a veteran, right? Someone please enlighten me. What part of America's current 4D chess plan involves letting the IRGC bomb Arab civilian targets without doing anything to retaliate? Got another veteran on the line who said, listen, that Kuwait International Airport, he said he's been in and out of it many times. He's flown out of there. Service members do it all the time. Iran injured 63 and killed one with that bombing. They hit our base tried to hit our base in Kuwait in the last week. In the last 3 weeks, they bombed another Iranian base. Our military still has not released the casualty figures on that, the injury figures. You know why? People were injured. That's why. This is Joe Biden, y'all. It's Joe Biden. Not, in some ways, it's worse. And I don't know why. We don't have to do this. We don't. We don't have to do it. We can take out this last layer of the Iranian leadership. Or better yet, if Trump's lost his stomach for conflict with Iran, let Israel do it. They're begging to do it. Let them do it. What I've been hoping to hear any day now is that Israel just tells Trump, pound sand, we're going to go finish the job. Somebody needs to. Because our troops are in mortal danger every day. Trump lets Iran rearm. I mean, folks, what do we find out in the last 2 weeks? Remember that F-15 that went down? That absolutely courageous rescue of the guy who, the Air Force guy who, you know, injured, climbed that mountain. It was incredible. You know who shot that down? Well, Iran did, but with what? Chinese-supplied weapons. China supplied it. Shot it down. China did the satellite targeting for Iran. When they hit our bases, remember, in the beginning of the war, killed 7 of our troops? That's all good now? Guess it is. So my only hope here, folks, for our future safety as a country is that Iran will do what it's hinting it will do. That Israel is doing, will do what it is hinting it will do. Headline, will Israel's new Mossad chief carry on the push for regime change in Iran? Israel's new Mossad chief, Roman Goffman, took office Tuesday with a clear message. The campaign against Tehran is far from over, thank God. As Israel's outgoing spy chief and prime minister openly frame regime change in Iran as an achievable goal, please do it. We are running out of time. Folks, remember why we started this war. There's a lot of ignorant people out there. Well, you know, we could just opt out and, you know, this is the war, it's Israel's war. No. No. Folks, what part of they launched a long-range nuclear-capable ballistic missile at our base in Diego Garcia, do these people not understand? They weren't supposed to have that missile. It went 2,000 miles beyond what they've ever been credited with having, and they fired it. And folks, inside that missile, don't forget this, there was a 1.5-meter conical space in its head for a nuke. You do not have that unless you intend to put one in. Why else would you buy it? It was a Komachar. Why is that significant? Do you hear what the Ayatollah or whoever's playing him on TV? Because he may or may not be dead. Do you remember what he said a week ago? He made a very cryptic statement, which everybody completely misunderstood. The word comb, it's a comb shirar. I can't say, difficulty saying it's a classic Middle Eastern Russian-made ballistic missile. Why do they call it that? Because it is the site of a military victory by Iran over Iraq. They're very proud of that victory. So everybody took it as a military reference to a previous victory by Iran. That's not what they're talking about. He's talking about the missile he launched at Diego Garcia. It has the same name. The one with the space for the nuke that someone could just give them? Yeah. And I don't understand this idea of Trump's of leaving them armed. Not just leaving them in power, folks, but leaving them armed. I mean, look what we did over the weekend, okay? This was very telling. When they fired on our bases again, what do? We finally took out an existing radar facility. Why, for the love of all that is dear, do they still have a radar facility they can use to target things? Why was it left? Well, Trump told us. No, he left him with 30% of the targets. We heard it yesterday from John Teachert. He's saying, look, we did not militarily disable this country. There is only one way to do that. Knock out the rest of their military facilities. Stop letting them fire ballistic missiles at us. Take out the drone facilities, but you've got to take out the leadership. Israel understands this because they are the ones in the partnership with China. They are the ones China will rearm. Remember why we got into this war? Because on the 24th of February, China and Iran announced their deal for a supersonic missile. A supersonic missile is what you take out a destroyer with. 4 days later, we're at war. Why? It was our last chance. There was no other chances. They will control the strait utterly. And they will dictate economic policy that is very anti-American and will very much damage us at the point of a gun. And we knew we had to get in before they got the supersonics. And now Trump's saying that the same regime with the same leaders who tried to kill him 3 times, Ivanka once, and was buying supersonic missiles, launched a nuclear-capable long-range ballistic missile at Diego Garcia. Thank God there wasn't a nuke on it. We'll just leave them in place and cut a New York-style real estate deal with them, and it'll be cool. Don't criticize me or you're not MAGA. Out of your mind. There's only one way forward, and Israel's got it. And now Netanyahu needs to buck up and do what Trump, for whatever reason, will not do. There is no other way to end these deadly deals with China. Who, by the way, did the satellite targeting of our bases to kill those 7 troops. And then Trump treated them like greeting emperors. Like starstruck. 7 kids are in the ground. It's disgusting. And I would say the same thing if Barack Obama or Joe Biden did it. If you've been listening to me for a decade, you know I would. I'd be a hypocrite if I said anything else. Because I blasted them for this stuff. This has to end. The only way forward is Netanyahu just needs to go, you know what? We got to stop this before the retaliation phase. Because let me tell you, it's coming. By Iran and China. It's going to be brutal. And they need to get the leadership. They need to kill them. There's no other way. We are running out of time. I hope Netanyahu ignores Trump and goes for it. This is how it always goes, folks. The St. Paul city attorney won't file charges against those church protesters. You know, the ones with Don Lemon went in there, terrorized a church, trespassing, refusing to leave. By the way, trespassing is illegal. Problem is, it's not a federal crime. It's a state crime. This always happens. The left waits a few months after their thug protesters break the law and then quietly drops the charges. The thug protesters know this. And remember, folks, they blocked a hallway, wouldn't let parents get to their kids, screamed in the children's faces, screamed in the parents' faces, refused to leave when asked by the minister. Classic trespassing. You know, kind of like January 6th. Yeah, except this is what they do. They wait till the attention's faded. Minnesota is not big in the news right now, and they dropped 100% of the charges. What is the message there? If you are the right kind of protester, i.e. a Democrat, and you are breaking the law to protest, wink, wink, nod, nod, we got you taken care of. You can break the law. Folks, this is the same office that allowed them to act as traffic cops demanding to see licenses blocking the road. Again, those are illegal, violations of law as well. It's lawless, folks. That's why you got a company a day now moving out of blue states. You can't live there. It's lawless.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.